Top This, presented by the Colgate Palmolive Feed Company, makers of Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth, and Palmolive Lather Shave Cream for a smoother, more comfortable way to shave. And here's Colgate Palmolive Feed Company's master of ceremonies, Dennis James.
Well, good evening, friends. Welcome to Can You Top This, our unrehearsed clown town, with Ward Wilson pinch hitting for Senator Ford.
Good evening.
Harry Hirschfield.
Howdy.
And Joe Laurie Jr.
Hello.
And here's the people's representative, our storytelling genius, Peter Donald, to tell the first joke of the evening, which comes from Mrs. Clara Giroux of Capac, Michigan. And it's on the subject of barber. You got it, everybody? Barbershop, don't get clipped, Pete. Go ahead.
Used to make.
Well, it's about little Dennis James is 7 years old, and they sent him to the barbershop for his first haircut. So the barber lifted the kid up in the chair.
He says, "That's nice. Now, you be a good boy." He says, "You sit there, meet Tony Lasagna, I'm going to give you good haircuts. Don't worry."
So he starts to work on the kid, and he took the electric clippers, and he ran it around the back of the kid's head. And the kid starts bawling. He goes, "Rah!" Tony says, "Please, don't do that. I'm no joy. You don't just sit there." So he goes with the electric clipper again. As soon as he touches it, the kid goes, "Rah!" He says, "Please, don't do that. You make me jump, you know. I'm going to cut your hair down to your knees if you don't watch out. Please, don't do that. Shut up, that's all." As soon as he touches the kid with the electric clipper again, "Rah!" Tony says, "Please, wait a minute. What's the matter for you, please, eh?"
Kid says, "Well, gee, my mama told me if I didn't wash my neck good and clean, she would spank me. And I scrub my neck, but I guess it ain't clean enough."
He says, "Well, what makes you think your neck is dirty?"
He says, "Because you had to use that vacuum cleaner on it."
Sour, Pete. The vacuum cleaner, an old vacuum cleaner, was a clean sweep. You made a big 1,000 on that Colgate Palmolive Laugh Meter. You're out in front with $25 for Mrs. Giroux, so the three wits will have to just try to tie it. Harry Hirschfield is first.
Well, one I haven't heard in years is a barber. He'd had an awful day, you know, playing the races. Every 2 minutes he'd get the report in the race and he'd take a drink. And he was getting drunker by the minute. And in walks one of those ministerial guys to get a shave. And he gets in this guy's chair of all chairs. And as he gets in the chair, he gets a whiff of the liquor, but he doesn't say anything because he's under the razor now. And this guy is getting these, and he's been drinking, and he's thinking of the races, and he's giving this guy a shave, and he's beginning to cut him, and he's shaving and wobbling all over him, and he's shaving him, cut him. And finally, this fella feels something, and he looks up, and he sees a little blood. He looks up, and the place is all, his face is cut. He says, "Now you see the effect of liquor." He says, "Yes, it makes the face very, very tender."
Yes, just a shade tender, Harry. That was 900 up there in the Colgate Palmolive Laugh Meter, but we'll see who's next. Ward Wilson right there.
I was thinking of the gag that the late beloved Mark Hellinger gave me credit for as an original story a few years ago about the fellow who was in the barber shop getting everything from soup to nuts, and he was all covered with steaming towels and everything, and the manicurist was working on him, and the shoeshine boy was working on his shoes. And all of a sudden, right in the midst of this thing, with all the steam coming up and everything, some guy bursts in the door of the barber shop, and he says, "Hey, match your belly, your house is on fire." Well, that this guy jumps out of the chair, the towels are flying in every direction, the manicurist loses all of her tools all over the floor, dashes out of the store of the barber shop, runs down the street like crazy for about 2 blocks, 3 blocks, 4 blocks. Finally, he's getting out of wind. He gets down to the 5th block, and he stops on the corner. All of a sudden, he panting and puffing, he looks around. He says, "Wait a minute. What am I running for? My name's not Match Your Belly."
Maybe not Match Your Belly, but you certainly matched that gag as told by Peter Donald Ward, because it was up there solidly for a 1,000. And, of course, that puts Little Joe from Kokomo right in the middle.
Well, there's a lot of barbershop gags. The one I like very much is the one about my friend Montgomery. He goes into this barbershop and says, "Shave, please." So he gets in the chair. Fellow says, "Close shave?" He says, "Yeah, stand near me." So he shaves him, this fellow goes, "Oh, oh." Finally, he gets all through. And Montgomery gets up and he looks over in the mirror. Looks at his face and looks at his face. Barber sees him looking. He says, "What's the matter? Too close? Did I shave you too close?" He says, "Well, I want to tell you something, buddy. One thing I'm sure, I didn't have these dimples when I come in."
Well, that was a typical Laurie story. Mighty cute, Joe. You know what it got up there? A big 1,000 the Colgate Palm Olive left meter, so that completes the first round. Pete got $25 for Mrs. Giroux, so sending Mrs. Giroux the $25 with the compliments of Palm Olive shave creams, plus a phonograph record of Peter Donald telling her story on the air. Now, here's Dan Donaldson with the biggest shaving news in history.
Men, if you like oceans of rich, thick, moisture-soaked lather, try the new, different Palmolive lather way to shave. A way that means smoother, more comfortable shaves for 3 men out of every 4. Yes, the new Palmolive lather shave cream way brings smoother, more comfortable shaves to 3 men out of every 4. It's a fact, men, not a promise. 1,251 men tried the new Palmolive lather way to shave. And no matter how they shaved before, 81% reported beards easier to cut. 76% said less razor pull. 71% said closer shaves. 80% smoother feeling skin. And 3 men out of every 4 reported smoother, more comfortable shaves the Palmolive lather shave cream way. Here's all you do. Wash your face with soap and water. Rinse. Soap your face thoroughly again. Do not rinse. Brush Palmolive lather upward into beard to get the full benefit of Palmolive lather shave cream's beard conditioning effect. Then shave. That's all, but you be the judge. Get Palmolive lather shave cream and try the new different Palmolive lather way to shave. Remember, it's proved. Proved to give smoother, more comfortable shaves to 3 men out of every 4.
Okay, that's Can You Top This from radio. I believe there's a version of Can You Top This Closet.
All right, gentlemen, let's continue with our contest of wit and humor. And here's a joke which was sent in by Mrs. W.C. McGinty of Dallas, Texas. And the subject is amazement. Everybody's ready, so Peter Donald will take off, huh?
Well, it seems that two fellas were traveling through the hillbilly country, and everywhere they looked, when they were near the small town, everywhere they looked, they saw evidences of perfect shooting. There were on the trees, the walls, the fences, there were all these bullseyes and bullet holes in absolutely the center of every bullseye. And they measured this thing. This guy was shooting right in the center. So they decided to find who was doing this. They went to the general store, walked in there, and the proprietor came out.
Said, howdy, boys, what can I do for you?
Said, well, mister, he said, my friend and I were strangers in these parts, and we notice all over the place evidence of great marksmanship. Now, the two of us, we think we're pretty good shots, but we've never seen anything as amazing as this.
So he says, well, I'll tell you, gentlemen, he says, you see that fella sitting down there in the back of the store right by them Sears Roebuck cuspidors? That's the fella that did it. Why don't you go over and meet him?
So they did. They went over and introduced themselves. And again, one of the city fellas remarked on this great marksmanship. He says, I tell you frankly, sir, he says, I don't know where you learned to shoot, but I never saw such marksmanship. He says, tell us, how do you do it? And this big guy stretched. He says, how do I do it? Why, he says, it's just as plumb easy as pie. He says, first I shoot my gun at the trees and walls and fences, and then I draw the circles around the bullet holes.
It started off slowly, Pete, but you hit the bullseye. That was a 1,000 on the Colgate Palm Olive Laugh Meter. Boys, you just know that you're going to have to work to try to tie it. Little Joe is first this time.
Well, Pete reminded me with this hillbilly story. This is sort of a new one on me, I don't know. About this hillbilly, never was to a city before. And he comes to the town, and he gets to a hotel where a friend of his lived, a city fella. And this fellow was so happy to see him, he says, well, you see, I came back from the hills, he says. I'm glad you looked me up, he says. I tell you what you do, I've got to go around and do a little business now. But look, here's the key to my room. Go up there, there's a good bottle of scotch there. Make yourself at home, just make yourself at home. I'll be right back, I'll be back in about half hour or so. He says, okay. Showed him how to take the elevator and went up to his room. Fellow comes back about a half hour. He comes in the room. He says, how'd you like the scotch? He says, scotch was all right, he says, but that siphon that you had, that water there, that siphon, he says, I never saw such fizz water in my life. He says, why? I never saw such fizz water go through it. You know, that thing come out so fast, it nearly knocked me out of the window. He says, the fizz water? He says, I have no siphon here. He says, sure, you know that thing, that red thing with the brass rings around it? He says, that was the fire extinguisher.
It was as hot as a Kewaunee boiler, Joe, but not quite hot enough for a fire, so it got a 950.
Well, that's hot enough. It's summertime, remember.
Summertime. All right, Ward, go ahead.
I was thinking the one about the little fella up in the Bronx who walked into a delicatessen rather bashfully, and he looked at this big counter of cut meats and ham and everything in the case. So finally he looks at the Swiss cheese, and he says, "Pardon me, how much is the Swiss cheese?" Says, $1.25 a pound. Says, "How much are you getting for the tongue?" Says, $1.10 a pound. Says, "How much for the cold roast beef slice?" Says, "That's $1.40 a pound. Just then, down the bottom of the case, he spies this great big boiled ham. So he points down to that, and he says, "Pardon me, how much you get for this?" And just then, there's a terrific bolt of lightning and a crash of thunder, and he looks at the door, and he says, "For goodness sake, I'm only asking."
Watson, you're only asking and I'm only telling. That was a 1,000. Harry, that kind of put you in the last slot.
Yeah, there was a husband and wife always fighting. The minute they got together, within range of each other, they'd start fighting and socking each other and everything. It went on, this quarrel, for years, and finally their son, their only son, couldn't stand it anymore. He couldn't stand their quarreling, so he left home. A few years later, a fella came and says, "You know, your mother died." "If my mother died, I'll pray for her." A few years later, they came to him again and said, "Your father died." And the fellow said, "My father died?" And he says, "Aren't you going to pray for him?" He said, "No." He says, "I stand here amazed and shocked. I'm looking at you in amazement. You won't pray for your father? You prayed for your mother, didn't you?" He says, "Yes. And my prayers, I know because of my prayers for her, she's at this moment in heaven." He says, "Why don't you want to pray for your father?" "Why should I bring them together again to start the whole thing over again?"
Well, you made two ends meet. You know that Colgate-Palmolive laugh meter starts off at zero. That's one. Then Harry and you went way past the other end, which is 1,000. So we complete another round. And this time, Pete got $25 for Mrs. McGinty. Also, she's getting the Palmolive shave creams and a phonograph record of Peter Donald telling her story on the air. Did you hear the way I said that? I gave her shave creams. I don't know what she's going to do with them. But at any rate, it was the $25 with the compliments of Palmolive shave creams. Let's go on, boys. But before we do go into another round, since we're getting things straight, I'd like to ask everybody to compete in this weekly gag fest. All jokes told by Peter Donald have been submitted by our listeners. So send your favorite joke to Can You Top This, care of NBC, New York, or the station to which you're listening. Now, of course, in cases of similarity, we'll have to be the sole judges of who is paid, and in every case, the decision of the judges is final. Laughs are registered on the big Colgate-Palmolive laugh meter in full view of the studio audience. And our three wits have no scripts. They rely on memory and ability to switch jokes to make them fit the subject. You ready, gentlemen? Then let's continue with laughs. The next joke comes from Mrs. Sadie Dorsey of Manchester, Connecticut, and it's on the subject of rudeness. I'm sure that's clear to everybody, so Peter, take it.
Well, it seems that a bus slid to a stop at an intersection, and a voice from the back of the bus said, "Now, wait a minute. No, don't hold the doors. I've got to get off. Hold everything there."
So the driver says, "How am I supposed to know you want to get off? Did you ring the bell?"
He says, "Did I ring the bell? I've been calling it. I thought you were dead or something."
Bus driver says, "Well, then why weren't you standing there at the door ready to get off?"
He says, "What's all the questions? What are you running, a quiz program or something?"
"All right, Dr. O'Pugh, I'll tell you if you want to know. It took me a long time to rise from my seat because my lap is full of bundles." Guy said, "Oh, is that so?" He says, "Well, buddy, all I can suggest is that if you would eat some yeast, maybe you would rise quicker."
He says, "Oh, you're a comedian now, are you?" He says, "If I'd eat yeast, maybe I'd rise quicker."
Well, he said, "Let me tell you something, you spalpeen. If you take some yeast pajamas, you might be better bred."
You doed it, Peter. You doed it. Colgate-Palmolive laugh meter reads 1,000, so we take off to the wits. We'll have to try to tie it. I see only one hand up this time, too, and it belongs to Hirschfield, so go ahead, Harry.
Well, I was thinking of, rudeness and the way children are brought up today, the growing delinquency. I think this story fits. Four boys are brought into court, rushed in by the cop, and the judge looks at one of them and said, "What are you here for?"
He says, "For throwing peanuts in the lake."
He said, "The second one, and you?" He said, "The same thing, for throwing peanuts in the lake." And he said, "The third one, what are you in here for?" He says, "For throwing peanuts in the lake." He turned to the fourth one, he said, "What are you here for?" He says, "I'm peanuts."
Yeah. pleasant. Big, strong, full, and long-lasting, Harry. Ward, do you want to try to follow that one?
It's a silly place to walk in, I know that. I was thinking, I think one of my favorite stories comes under rudeness. These two colored boys were given a job to remove a safe up in Harlem. They had practically no equipment. One great big guy and one little bit of a fella. So the big guy finally put a beam on the second floor of the building. They put a pulley on that and they put a rope through it. And the big fella says, I'll go into the place here and put the rope around the safe. He says, you go down there on the sidewalk and hold on to the end of the rope. And when I ease the safe out the window, he says, you just hold it and let it down easy.
He says, all right, I'll do it. So he goes out on the sidewalk, he's holding on to the rope, and the big guy gets up on the second floor, and he lets his safe out very easily, and all of a sudden it slips, crashes to the sidewalk, and the little guy forgets to let go of the rope. He goes all the way up to the top, and his head hits the beam, and he's getting knocked off and down on his back, out cold on the sidewalk. So the big guy rushes down the steps out to the sidewalk, and he turns him over. He says, Sam, speak to me. Sam, speak to me. In the muscle movie, he says, Sam, please, you got to speak to me. Just then, the little guy's eyes flutter open. He says, speak to you? He says, I tipped my hat to you going up and coming down. You didn't even say hello.
You didn't have to finish the punchline, Ward. It was up past the 1,000 halfway through. Joe, I hate to keep putting you in a spot, but it's yours.
This one is about this very hoity-toity relative. Well, I know how tidy she was. She was over 30, I know that. But she came over to visit this relative of hers, and this fellow with his wife and about 10 kids and everything. So he asked her to stay for his supper. So she sits down, and she's very, very neat, you know, looks around. And during the course of the meal, this fellow burps. And she says, oh, how rude. She says, tell me, John, are you in the habit of doing this before your children? He says, we ain't got no timetable. Sometimes I do it before them, sometimes I do it before them.
Gave palm out of laugh me to Joe. It tells a rosy story. In fact, the color was purple.
Yeah.
You got a 1,000. Makes it a perfect round all the way around. Four 1,000s. So we're going to send Mrs. Dorsey $25 with the compliments of Colgate Dental Cream, plus a phonograph record of Peter Donald telling her story on the air. And now here's Ron Rawson with an important message.
Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. No other toothpaste does a better job of cleaning teeth than Colgate Dental Cream. For Colgate Dental Cream has a safe polishing agent that cleans your teeth both gently and thoroughly, brings out their natural sparkle and beauty. You can actually see and feel the difference. And scientific tests prove that Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. Yes, actual scientific tests prove conclusively that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate's instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. Colgate Dental Cream is famous for its wonderful wake-up flavor, too. Nationwide tests of leading toothpastes prove that Colgate is preferred for flavor over every other brand tested. Yes, preferred over every other brand tested. And no wonder, for Colgate Dental Cream is the result of constant effort to produce the finest toothpaste in the world today for cleaning teeth, for flavor, for sweetening breath. So see if you don't agree with the millions who have made Colgate Dental Cream America's favorite toothpaste. Try Colgate Dental Cream to bring out the natural sparkle and beauty of your teeth for a wake-up flavor you'll thoroughly enjoy. And always use Colgate Dental Cream after you eat and before every date to clean your breath while you clean your teeth.
And we go round and around. This time the joke is sent in by Harry L. Cools of Erie, Pennsylvania. And it's on the subject of clerk. I don't care where it is, what store, bank, or anything, but just clerk. Peter?
Well, it just happens this happened in Grand Central Station at the information booth. And a lady walked up to the desk, and the fellow was there, you know, and she walked up and kind of cute, and she said, Oh, clerk. She said, yes, madam. He says, you want information?
She says, so why else would I come to an information booth to buy a girdle or something? Certainly I want information. I just got off the train. I just came from Chicago, and we were there on a gorgeous choo-choo train. This is a train. They call it the 20th century liniment. This is a train. I got to visit my cousin in New York, and the question I want to ask you, the information is that, do you know a woman in this town by the name of Cohen?
The guy says, what, do I know anyone in town by the name of Cohen? He says, do you think I know everyone in New York?
She says, no, Mr. Smarty Pants, I didn't think you would know everyone in New York, but I did think that any schlemiel would know at least one person.
A is searching for the punchline. He's gone through all of the scripts by jokes sent in by people. Pete, I'm sorry, but it did not do it. You want to take it again? Change it at the end? I have to tell Harry Cool exactly what the score was, Pete. If you don't want to listen, it's all right. I don't want to upset you for the whole evening. It wasn't too bad. 600. So you got an average. You got a 400 leeway. Let's see. Ward is first.
I thought of a couple on Clerks, Denny. One is kind of a quick one I toss in for nothing about the fellow who worked behind the goods counter, yards goods counter, and this hoity-toity woman came over and said, pardon me, may I see that bolt up there? So he hikes up this ladder and brings the bolt down, shows it to her, and she isn't very impressed. He said, may I see that up there, please? So he goes up the ladder again, brings another bolt down. About a half hour, he has bolts all over the counter. There's only one bolt left up on the top of the shelf. He said, look, lady, pardon me, are you interested in any of these things? She said, no, to tell you the truth, I'm just waiting here for a friend of mine. He said, well, if you think she's up in that last bowl, I'll go up and get it for
you. That was just a throw-in, wasn't it, Ward?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
The other story is about the sort of a goofy guy working a delicatessen, and this woman, little matronly old lady, came in. She said,
pardon me, how much is butter?
She says, 84 cents a pound. Said,
how much would a half pound be?
Said, that would be 42 cents.
Said, well, how much would a quarter of a pound be?
That would be 21 cents.
Said, well, how much would an eighth of a pound cost?
Said, that would be 10 and a half, 11 cents.
She said, well, how much would a 16th of a pound cost?
Just wait a minute, lady. Go home and get the slice of bread and bring it over. I'll butter it here.
Sly with it, too, because you got a big, round, long one that time. The Colgate Palmolive
on the margarine
meter read a 1,000. What'd you say?
On the margarine.
Yes, margarine. By a good margarine, huh? Harry, take it.
Well, I heard one that I think is a kind of a newie. A little home, you know, an old-fashioned home, decided to make it like a colonial home and get people there for a summer resort. And the first person that comes there is a big, fat dame about 500 pounds. And the clerk says, boy, she'll lead us out of home, certainly, into this place. So they took her. It's the first customer. They wanted some publicity anyhow. And she goes up into the bed to sleep, and right away she sinks the bed right to the bottom. So she comes down in the morning. She said, I can't sleep in that bed. I got to have another bed. I sunk to the bottom. He said, that's all right. We can make money because of this. We're going to send out publicity that Washington slept there with his horse.
I thought maybe you'd just thrown that in. Oh, yeah, well, good. Go ahead.
Well, one I always love is the one about there was a clerk, and he had one leg shorter than the other. And he was back at the counter, and a drunk comes in. And he said, I'd like to see a kind of a red kimono. And the fellow said, red kimono? He said, yes, I want to see a red kimono. So he showed him a couple of kimonos. He said, ain't that. He said, I'd like to see a blue one. So the clerk with the short leg sinks down on his other leg. And the drunk says, if you have to go downstairs for, don't bother.
The story goes down, but the meter goes up. That's another 1,000, and of course, Joe, it's your honor.
Well, I've been throwing them in. This is one that's just for free, too. This is about the fellow who comes into this department store. He says to the clerk, he says, are those good socks on the counter there? He says, are they good socks? They've been on the counter for 2 weeks, and there ain't a hole in them yet. That's for free. The one I like, though, is the one that's sort of new to me. The fella comes in to the store, and the clerk says, what can I do for you? He says, how much is that collar button? He says, a collar button, it says, is $18.50. He says, $18.50? He says, I forgot to tell you, there, a tie goes with it, a hat, a shirt, socks, and a pair of shoes. He says, I don't want that. All I want is the collar button. He says, I'm very sorry. We don't break up sets.
You know, I kind of hate to break up this set. There, you three of you told your jokes, and it was about 6 1,000s in there. Officially, we're all 1,000s. Anybody want to see if they can keep it up? Go ahead, Harry.
Well, I was just thinking of another barber story.
Way back to the first round? Go ahead.
There was a barber telling, he was telling a friend, he said, He said, we have a fine idea. He said to the boss now, he says, we have music with the work. That's all the factories do now. When we shave, we have music. And he said, we got to find a record there, and it's beautiful. We shave very slow on the face, and we're forever blowing bubbles. He said, it's wonderful. So next week, fella said, you still got music there? He said, yeah, we got the music, but we're losing the customers. I said, what do you mean? He said, the customers are losing their nose and their ears. He said, on account of the music? He said, yeah, the boss is kind of greedy. It was very fine, he said, when we had, you know, I'm forever blowing bubbles. Now he put on another record. Yankee Doodle, but not down.
I suppose you want to go to the second round, Ward, but all right.
You know...
Ward was going to stop.
Oh, pardon me.
Harry, going back to Barber reminds me of one that happened down in the Lambs Club with Charlie, our barber down there. I was sitting back listening to the ball game, getting a shave the other day, and he's in the middle of it. He says, Mr. Wilson, pardon me. He says, you been hitting the bush? I said, what? He said, you been hitting the bush? I said, no, I haven't been eating bush. He said, oh, I think I cut you.
That I like, Ward.
Talking about a guy being cut, a friend meets a fella and he says, all cut up. So what's the matter? Shave yourself? He says, no, I went to a barber. He said, if you went to a good barber, you wouldn't be cut up like you said. I went to the best barber. What are you talking about? I went to a hotel, a big hotel, a barber, something hotel. He says, what hotel did you go to? They couldn't cut you. He says, Yimke. He says, where? He says, I went to the Yimke Hotel. He says, where is it? He says, on 12th Street. He says, I've been around Turkey. I never heard of the Yimke. He says, Yimke, there's a big sign there. Y-M-C-A. Yimke.
I'm going to stop right in here and give the score, at least, fellas, before we do wind-up activities. You know that Mr. Cole's only got a 600. Our three wits got about 12,000 1,000s.
So we're going to next week.
We're going to send Mr. Cole's $10 with the compliments of Colgate Dental Cream and a copy of that laugh-packed and brand-new joke book, Cream of the Crop, written by our three wits. You want to say something, Harry? Go ahead.
Got time for another barber story?
We've got about 20 seconds, if you think...
You're talking about 20 seconds. I was reading the papers of everybody. I've been reading all day. You know, I've always noticed in the papers that people flee from Russia. Every time somebody flees from Russia, I never read where anybody flees to Russia. You like it, then?
That took up the 20 seconds. So, friends, that just about does it. Remember... discarded joke, and we're going to pick up and pack up. Join Can You Top This, originated by Senator Ford. Next week, same time, same gang. Other jokes, some new, some old. Until then, we'll remain yours for bigger and better laughs.
Ward Wilson batting for Senator Ford.
Harry Hirschfield.
Joe Rush and Laurie Jr.
Peter Donald.
Dennis James.
And Dan Donaldson saying goodnight for the Colgate Palmolive Feet Company, makers of Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth, and Palmolive Lather Shave Cream for a smoother, more comfortable way to shave.